Our first two readings tell us about the drama of human sin and the saving grace of God in Jesus Christ. It gives us the big picture. Our first reading recounts the first sin, the original sin, the sin of Adam and Eve that plunged human history into that drama of sin, into the mystery of iniquity, was the beginning of all the human evils that have come about ever since. But we read in our second reading that just as sin entered the world through one man, through Adam, so in Christ, grace abounds all the more. The saving grace of Jesus Christ defeats sin, overcomes evil. God accomplishes the victory over sin and death through Jesus. That is the big picture. But how does this happen? And how does this happen for us? What does it have to do with us? I think we can understand that when we look at the gospel. The gospel tells us that Jesus went into the desert to be tempted and to fast for 40 days and for 40 nights. Why? Why did Jesus go into the desert and fast for 40 days and fast for 40 days and 40 nights? Why did he do that? The church gives us an answer to that question. And I and my fellow priests and sisters and anyone else who prayed the Liturgy of the Hours this morning heard that answer. Because the first part of the Liturgy of the Hours, the priests and the sisters and brothers all pray, is called the Invitatory, and it begins with an antiphon. And the antiphon that we have for today, and indeed for the whole season of Lent, is we say, "Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering." Why did Jesus go out into the desert and fast for 40 days to prepare for temptation? And the answer that the church gives is for our sake. How does Jesus' action 2,000 years ago of going out into the desert to fast and to be tempted, how does that help us? How is that done for our sake? I think there's more than one answer to that question. One is certainly as an example. That Jesus gives us an example of how we need to prepare ourselves to face temptation. Temptation is just a part of human life. That's our inheritance from Adam. That's the state of human beings who are afflicted by sin. We are tempted. And Jesus gives the example of fasting and praying to prepare himself for the temptation that was to come, that we read about in our gospel passage today. And that's exactly what we're doing now, right?
Right.
Today is the first Sunday of Lent.
Right.
It's a 40-day time in which we, the church, the members of Christ's body, imitate his time of fasting, in which we seek by fasting and by prayer, by almsgiving, to prepare ourselves to resist temptation, to strengthen ourselves, to discipline our bodies and discipline our will, so that we can do what is good, that we can avoid doing what is bad and falling into temptation and sin. Jesus accomplishes the victory over sin and death. Remember, that's the big picture that we heard about from St. Paul. Jesus accomplishes the victory over sin and death. Grace abounds through all the world and destroys the evil of sin and death. He accomplishes that one person at a time, one heart at a time. The way in which Jesus will win the total victory, the big picture victory over sin and death, is by winning that victory in me and in you. And Jesus wins that victory in us by helping us to resist temptation and to do good and to learn to love as he loves and to live as he lives, to learn to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. But it's not easy because we are afflicted by temptation. And so we need to prepare ourselves and strengthen ourselves and discipline ourselves. That's one way that Jesus fasting is for our sake, helps us. It's a good example for us. But in another way, Jesus suffered and was tempted for our sake because we are his body. We're connected with Jesus. Jesus isn't just another person whose example we can follow. Jesus is the Christ, and we are the body of Christ. And so, what Jesus does can help us not only by an example, by a kind of outside, we see Jesus doing this, and we say, we want to be like Jesus, so I'm going to imitate what Jesus does. And that's good, of course. But Jesus also helps us by giving us his grace, his spirit. We are united with Christ. We are the members of his body because we share his spirit. His spirit is in us. And so Jesus strengthens us Jesus knows what it's like to be tempted. Jesus is a human being who experiences everything that human beings experience. And Jesus wants to strengthen us in our temptation. When Jesus goes out into the desert, Jesus is telling us that when we're in the desert, when we're tempted, he is with us. Jesus disciplines himself, his body, his will, through fasting and through prayer. And when we fast and when we pray, we are with Jesus. And Jesus helps us to discipline ourselves, to grow in virtue, to be strengthened, to prepare ourselves against temptation, and to prepare ourselves for the glory that he has in store for us. It's like in the Mass. As we celebrate Mass here today, and every time we celebrate Mass, it's something that we are doing, but it's also, and first and foremost, something that Jesus is doing. The saving action of Jesus, who offers himself for our salvation, most especially upon the cross, and who rises again to give us life. Jesus is present, and his saving work is made present and accomplished once again, that we celebrate, we remember, we share in, we participate in what Jesus is doing. That's what we are doing. We are one with Christ, giving thanks to the Father in the offering of ourselves along with him. And so today we begin, really Ash Wednesday, but we're kind of at the beginning of Lent. It's the first Sunday of Lent. And we are beginning this time of fasting, this time of disciplining ourselves, this time of preparation. And it's a lot about what we're doing, right? We're fasting, we're praying, we're giving alms, we're adopting these penitential practices. But we should never forget that it's also about what Jesus is doing and what Jesus has done and what Jesus does in us. That Jesus is with us and helping us and wants to prepare us not only so that we can resist temptation, that we can avoid evil, that's an important part of it, but that's the kind of negative part of it. That's what we're not doing, right? Jesus wants to prepare us for the glory, for the joy, for the everlasting bliss, for life in the paradise that God gave to Adam and God wants to give to us. And so as we celebrate this Eucharist, we are with Jesus. And as we begin this season of Lent, Jesus is with us. And so we thank him. We thank God for overcoming sin and death through Christ, and for doing that in us today. As we discipline our bodies and our wills, as we strengthen ourselves through the works of penance, but as we do that, we remember and we give thanks that Jesus is doing that in us. And so we continue to offer this sacrifice of the Mass to share in the work of salvation that Jesus has accomplished. And we pray that as we celebrate this Mass, as we receive the Lord Jesus in communion, that we may be strengthened, and that as we go about our lives during these 40 days especially, that we may know that Jesus is with us, and that Jesus endures temptation and suffering, and that everything he does is for our sake.